The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers, taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. It's me, Matt Slick. You're listening to Matt Slick Live. If you want, you can give me a call on this nice April 22nd, 2024, for the podcasters there. If you want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. I want to hear from you. Give me a call. We don't have anybody waiting right now. Let's see. Oh, man. Yeah. So I went and saw a movie last night, a couple of nights ago, went and saw Dune. Oh, that was good. Oh, yeah, I like movies. And really enjoyed that. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I'm a sci-fi nut. Enjoyed that. It's really good. I'll throw out a review on it. And let's see. And I had some friends who wanted to go see Civil War again. I went and saw it already, so I saw it last night for the second time. And I enjoyed it. You know, it was good. It's informative. So, you know, I don't know. I'd recommend you guys go see it, too. It's interesting. You don't know who's good. You don't know who's bad. You don't know which side's conservative or liberal or anything. It just doesn't come... it's not evident like that. So I enjoyed that movie. All right. No big deal. And let's see. I think that's about that with that. So if you want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. And let's see, I think that's okay with that. I got to speak at a conference in a nearby city. Usually, you speak at a conference, you got to fly out someplace, but this one, all you do is drive over. It's nice. I'm enjoying that. And I'm just rambling here. I went to checked out a new church, and man, it was good. The pastor, I go in there, and my wife and I went. And sat down, and within just a short period of time, like a minute, he was commenting on Roman Catholicism's improper and faulty understanding of justification. I'm like, whoa. And I was actually sitting there listening to him quote something, and, well, that's Canon 9 of Trent. And I look up, and sure enough, that's what it was Canon 9. And so he was just getting on him about it, and good for him. And then he went to the biblical doctrine. And halfway through the sermon, I'm thinking, I hope he goes to, you know, this one particular verse, which is kind of related to what he's saying. And sure enough, he did. I was like, oh, no way. So it was good. I enjoyed that. Good Reformed theology. And no mamby-pamby preaching. It wasn't mamby-pamby. I don't like mamby-pamby preaching, you know, hammock theology, coochie coochie coo, how you feeling, make you feel good about yourself, you know, all that kind of stuff. I like the Word of God, you know, makes you feel good about yourself sometimes and not so good about yourself the other times. So I like that. All right. Hey, why don't we get in the phone? Let's get to Rich from Ohio. Rich, welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I was just curious. I was baptized Catholic. When I was real young and walked away pretty much from it. They excommunicated my mom from the church, and I thought, well, that's great. But I'm curious to know about the two in the field, one will stay, one will go. Mm-hmm. It's always been my understanding that that is the rapture and that we will be caught up. But then as I read more and I listen more, I'm still...
Oh, man. You're still what? Lost you. Oh, this is turning into a great call. Hey, Rich, I can't hear you. Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, go ahead. We lost you about 10 seconds ago. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was curious to know about the two in the field. One will stay, one will go.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the rapture, I've always been told that we're the ones that are going to be caught up. But then it does say that he'll shorten the days for the tribulation. So I'm just curious to know what your take on that is.
Well, first of all, if your mom got excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church, it doesn't mean anything because the Roman Catholic Church is not Christian. It's a faulty church. We could talk about what a good church is and a biblical church another time if you want. So the two men in the field, one is taken, one is left, is commonly understood to be the rapture. It is not. The rapture occurs, that's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 16. But this here is about the wicked who are taken. And we know that from Luke 17. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage till the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So the ones who are eating and drinking, giving in marriage are the ones who are destroyed. When you go to Matthew 24, it says, for they were eating, they were drinking, they were giving in marriage till the flood came and took them all away. Well, the them is the wicked. And then it says, two men in the field, one is taken, one is left. So obviously the context is the wicked who are taken. Now,
as in the days of Noah.
That's right. That's right. The days of Noah. Wow. That's right. And when you go to Matthew 13, this is even more interesting. Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and the tares. I don't know if you're familiar with that parable at all.
Yes, I just looked at that the wheat looks just like the tare until it blooms out.
Right. And then they said, should we tear up the tares? He says, no, unless you tear up the wheat also. And he says, Jesus says in verse 30, now check this out. Allow both to go together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn. And then he interprets the parable. And 10 verses later, Jesus says, just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. For the Son of Man will send forth his angels, they'll gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness. And also, just one little bit of tidbit information. You know, in Luke 17, Matthew 24 are parallels. Two men in the field, one is taken, one is left, that bit. In Luke 17, they ask him. They ask Jesus, where are they taken to? And he actually answers the question.
Yeah.
And he says, where the body is, the vultures gather. So they're taken to a place of death, which is what Jesus says in Matthew 13. So those verses are not about the rapture. The rapture is found elsewhere in Scripture, but those are not about the rapture, okay?
Okay. So I guess a follow-up question for that is, if he pulls the tare and separates it from the wheat, do those people get a heavenly body before they're cast into the lake of fire?
When you say heavenly body, I know what you mean, but the term isn't right.
Okay.
Heavenly body would be for heaven. You mean a resurrected body? Well, yes.
Yeah.
But they can't, and they get resurrected into a physical body, and they're going to be cast into hell with that. But it's not like the glorified body that we're going to have, because the glorified body we're going to have is going to be able to move here and there, and maybe not have to eat things like that. They're going to.
Correct then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So let me ask you, what church are you going to now, if at all?
I've been to several different ones. I don't like the rock and roll churches.
Okay.
I'm currently going to a Lutheran, and I'm just,
which,
I don't know. They mentioned Catholic
Lutheran
in there.
It depends on which Lutheran. Some Lutheran groups are good and some are not good. So Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, LCMS, is pretty good, okay?
LCMS, okay.
LCMS, yeah, Missouri Synod, it's they're decent. So if you like that kind of church setting. Now, on my website, don't know if you've heard of my website, carm.org, C-A-R-M.
I haven't been on it yet, but I have heard you speak of it.
Okay. Well, if you go there and you look up what to look for in a church, then there's going to be lots of things in there that you can check out. And like, you don't want a church that's going to have a woman pastor, women elders. It's unbiblical. You don't want a church that's going to have a rainbow flag there, you know. They're promoting homosexuality. You don't want that.
Right.
So we don't want a church that's going to teach baptism is necessary for salvation, because it's not. And you want to stay away from the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church and things like that.
Well, you bring that up, so isn't it mm-hmm. good to be baptized in the water, though?
Yes,
like
should be
Jesus
baptized.
Did
absolutely.
With John the Baptist?
Sure.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Yeah, but I believe he was sprinkled. I believe Jesus was sprinkled according to the Old Testament law requirements for entering into the priesthood. But we are to be baptized. We should get baptized. Okay. But baptism is not what saves us from our sins. And it's not part of becoming a Christian. And here's another thing. Sometimes when churches teach that you can lose your salvation, that really can be very problematic. Because if you can lose it, then what do you have to do to keep it? What are the list of things you've got to do to keep yourself right with God?
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay, good. So there's just a lot of good stuff there in that article, what to look for in a church, and it'll help you, okay?
Well, I'll definitely look into it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, God bless. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Let's get to Jamal from North Carolina. North Carolina. Welcome, Jamal. You're on the air.
Thank you, Matt Slick. Hope all is well.
By God's grace.
Good. Glad to hear.
Thanks.
If you don't mind, quick shout out to my Wednesday in the Word guys that we meet in Dario and there's Stu Epperson. They listen every now and then. They tell me that they listen. So if you listen, guys, quick shout out. And to the Conservative Lunch guys, they listen sometimes as well. Okay. That being said, wanted to bring to you a topic that I'm kind of finding difficult to process just because I have a lack of information. One of the reasons why I'm calling you. Keep hearing about the black Jewish people being the original ones, the original Jewish people. I know you spoke about the black Israelites, and yeah, I agree that those guys are cult-like. But as far as just saying some black folks, some black folks being the original Jewish guys, I don't have anything to refute that. I don't think that's the case, but I wanted to get your take on it.
Well, when I hear that kind of a thing, I just say, what's your evidence? And personally, I don't care if they're black, brown, blue, green, orange. I don't care. I just want facts. That's all I want. And so I say, okay, what's your evidence for this? And, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll go in the Old Testament and they'll just take a verse out of poetry, where someone might have hair like wool. See, that's the Negroes. That's what they are. And see, that's wool here. So therefore, that's what it means they're all black. And I'm like, what? Where'd you get that? And so they'll do stuff like that. And it's really weak. It's really weak. So I ask them and they can't demonstrate it. I say, show me the documents, and if it's true, I don't have any problem with that, but just show me the facts, that's all. But they don't do it.
Right.
Well.
It's hard to refute.
It's hard to refute. It's like saying all the Jews are white people. I would say, show me the evidence for that. Is it true? I don't know. Show me the facts. Just don't believe it just because someone says it. Yeah, it's like, whatever.
All right, you got time for a quick follow-up?
Sure.
Speaking about Jewish folks, and this is a hot topic considering what's going on with the Jewish folks nowadays, and I stand against it. I know some people are like,
dude, it's debatable. Hey, we gotta break. Hold on, man. Can you hold on?
Okay.
We got a break. All right. I want to hear what you got to say, and I'm curious. So, hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Get back with Jamal from North Carolina. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, we have two open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get back on the air with Jamal. Hey, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead.
Yes, sir, thank you. Some folks say, we don't need to get involved with the Jewish folks. They say it's a debatable topic on if they're just people and all that. Okay, well, even if you want to set that aside, as a Christian, shouldn't you be against injustice? Shouldn't you be against violence against a whole race of people? We can even go with Dr. Martin Luther King. An injustice somewhere is an injustice everywhere. So, you know, what about that? It's one of the good things about Christians. You can have some debatable topics as Christians, people who follow Christ. If we are following him and we're following his ways are not debatable.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, God said to Abraham, I'll bless those who bless you, and the ones who curses you, I'll curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. So, you know, it's about him and his descendants and the Jews. You know, I'll tell you, I'd go to war against, if I was younger, I mean, I'm 67, but, you know, I'd take up arms against intruders. If Israel, they said, you're going to go fight Israel, I'd say, I'm not doing that. That's God's people. I'm not doing that, you know.
Right.
Or I shoot into the air a lot. Say, Lord, I don't want to mess with, I don't want to get in trouble. You know, he's pulled him out of so many messes, yet he's let him go through the Holocaust too. But yeah, anyway, yep, I'm with you.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Real quick, so you brought it up, and some people will say about that scripture, well, that's talking about Abraham. That's not talking about the Jewish people. Can we make that tie between Abraham and the people in Israel? People in Israel, I mean?
Indirectly we can, because he does say, in you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. So he's talking about Abraham and his descendants right there. So you know, it could be, someone could just say it's just about the person Abraham, and I'd say, well, maybe it is, you know. But it says, in you all the nations will be blessed, and those who, you know, curse him are going to be in trouble. So, you know, I just think it's a secondary supportive verse. But if you go to Hebrews 11, 25, I think it is. Let's see, Hebrews 11, 25. Not Hebrews, Romans 11, excuse me. And God's not done with them. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in, and all Israel will be saved, etc. And so, God's not done with them. So, if he's not done with them, and we're under his covenant, we got to be careful.
Amen to that. And last thing. To me, what's going on, of course, I could be wrong, but to me, all this is going on with Israel and our Ivy Leaguers and people in politics, a certain administration of ours, not going to name any names.
I would, Biden, yeah.
Drawing a line. Okay, there you go. It's drawing a line between supporters of Israel. And yeah, you could say, I could say that as well. As a Trump supporter, yeah, record that. I said that, Trump supporter, black guy, Christian, saying that on national radio. Good. It's showing who's supporting Israel, and it's showing who's not supporting Israel. And you can't go to your celebrities, you can't go to your Ivy Leaguers, you can't go to your VIPs. It's not about respect of persons, not respect of positions. It's about who's going to follow God's word, who's going to follow his ways, who's going to support Israel or not. So are you going to be the ones out there chanting death to Israel, death to America, or are you going to be putting up, are you going to be putting up Christ's principles, and are you going to be fighting for his beliefs? It's either or, and that's what I got to say. And God bless you, Mr. Slick, and keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Hey, man, hold on really quick. Have you heard of the phrase useful idiots? Okay. Have you heard that phrase?
That was by Stalin, right?
I think it was Stalin, or was it Lenin? It may have been Lenin. And but it doesn't matter. But people need to know what this is. The useful idiots were phrases. There was a phrase that one of them he used to describe the people who did exactly the same thing that these leftist moron wackos are doing when they try and block, when they persecute the Jews, for example. They're young. Their brains aren't fully developed. They think they're righteous. They go in. They don't understand issues. They don't have the facts. They're misinformed and ill-informed. And they just think like leftists. And they serve the purpose of those in the higher echelons who want disruption and problems in order to gain power. And they're useful, called useful idiots.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. And then you turn those useful idiots into voters.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way of gaining power. And I don't care what anybody says. You look at the whole gambit. Don't look at just one piece. The devil, he's cunning. He has to take over power slowly by, you know, minute by minute, step by step. He can't do it all in one night. So you look at the steps that's going on. You look at the border issue. You look at other people being put in politics. You look at the media, movies, and how they're trying to indoctrinate kids now to try to push out the older generation. It's a heart and minds campaign. So if you push against the campaign, if you push against culture, you are seen as outdated. But Jesus was really countercultural. He was one of the first ones, if not the first one, to fight for women's rights. He was one that didn't like kings. We got that from him. We don't like kings. We want to be a party of a nation ruled by people. And he also didn't follow the culture, quote unquote. He followed God. That's one of the reasons why we have God in our Constitution. We're not supposed to follow any kind of culture or fad or newest thing coming around, because man changes every day. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you really want to be a rebel, you really want to fight on the right side, follow what Jesus did. And as we see right now, we're having a change of culture in America to where Christianity isn't popular anymore. Well, I won't say popular anymore. It is in a lot of segments. The media's trying to get that narrative out there. But you look at how it is in some segments, I would say, not popular. So fight against that culture, guys. Read your scripture. Follow what Jesus did. Don't follow any other group. I don't care who it is. Look at what's going on. And with all the self-identification, you can be whatever you want, whatever age you want. Not only is that anti-scriptural, it's anti-reality. So sorry, I got in that soapbox for a minute. Sorry about that.
Dude, I don't let people just ramble on my show very often, but man, I'm like, I just muted myself, let you go. And dude, love you. Love what you're saying. And I wish we were neighbors, all right? Because you and I'd be friends.
Yeah, likewise.
And yeah, that's how it would be. So you're all awesome, and keep it up. And we need more guys like you out there. So praise God, buddy. Well said.
God bless.
All right. Okay, Jamal. God bless. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I couldn't improve on that. Good stuff for him. There's a break. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. We have three open lines. Why don't you give me a call? We'll be right back.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. You can also email me at info@carm.org. info@carm, carm.org. And, we have our emails fixed, so everything's working fine. You can email us, and there you go. And if you do, just for the radio show, that is, just put in radio the subject, radio comment or radio question, and we'll get to it. All right, let's get to Clarice for North Carolina. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate the gentleman that was on with you earlier. I know he was from North Carolina, and I hope he lives in my town, so...
there should be a bunch of people from the show who like each other get together someplace. It'd be fun. I'd even fly out for that.
I agree. I think that'd be great. And then you could do you could come and hang out with us one weekend. That'd be great.
It'd be fun. If someone set it up, you know, hey, what the heck? I'd fly out there and do a weekend at some place, and all the people got to get together. We just have fun. That'd be a blast. Okay, well, anyway.
It would. Well, I have a non-biblical question. This would be more your opinion or your thoughts. And, you know, I respect your opinion. And this is why I want to ask you, because my mind has been thinking about this a lot, considering the state of the country and all the illegals that are being allowed in and what's going on in this country. And it's very sad. It breaks my heart because yep. I was a true patriot, and my father was in World War II. So mm-hmm. I just see these things happening, and I'm thinking, you know, whether you're for or against Trump, I'm not saying either way, but I just feel like that they do not want him to go in office, and they mm-hmm. will do anything they can to prevent that if he does indeed get elected. Who knows? They may have him in jail, but my
if he gets in jail,
is,
I say I'd vote for him like, anyway. I'd vote for him anyway, and they could, he could run the country from jail.
Yeah, I know. Most people that are voting for him would agree with you. But my question is, do you feel like that they may very well be going to shut down communication and power?
I don't know if they're going to, but I've been prepping for a while, and I have a prepper's list on CARM. And you can just like type it up, prepper's list. But here's the thing. It doesn't take much to bring our country to its knees, and it really does not. And I'm going to scare people when I say this, and I'm not going to give any ideas out that the government already isn't aware of. But all you need is just you know, a few hundred guys or girls with high-powered rifles, and then you just off at a distance, half a mile, you start shooting out power production, electrical power plants, because they're unguarded. And diesel fuel production areas. And then all you have to do is shoot out engines on diesel rigs on freeways. And then you just do this. You drive up 10 miles, shoot some more. And then the freeways become clogged. The infrastructure will have a great duress because then the fuel isn't getting out there and the electricity isn't getting out there. So then what happens is, if it's done all over the country at the same time, if by chance someone were to actually open the border up and let undocumented people, unvetted people just come in from all over the world who hate our country, potentially, the age of, in what's it called, the military age males that are just flooding into our country. And you'd think that the Democrats, the Democrat Party, which I think is a terrorist organization, I do. I think it's a terrorist organization. It promotes terrorism and evil in our country. So anyway, if you get enough people that shoot these things out all over the country, then the power grid can go down and transportation basically will come to a halt. Mm-hmm. Then what will happen is there will be mayhem. People will start flooding stores. Things will be bought up and taken in no time at all. Then you're going to have gangs going around looking for stuff, and there you go. And then the left will have what it wants, and then what they can do is they can shut down the internet, they can shut down communications, they can send the army out to confiscate weapons like they did when Katrina hit in Louisiana. They actually sent the army out, I think it was the army, military guys out to confiscate weapons from the law-abiding citizens. And then what happened was marauding gangs followed after them and knew that the homeowners were now defenseless and went in and did a lot of bad things to them very quickly. And so, yeah, we have evil people in control. And so I say to people, you get prepped, get your stuff ready, and just do what you got to do, and buy silver and gold, but buy a lot of silver. Yep. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, if you can't afford to buy a lot of silver, you can still do prepping. You know, yep. I learned that from my grandparents because they were raised mm-hmm. during the Depression, mm-hmm. and they raised me, and they mm-hmm. always canned and put up, and so I've always done that. And mm-hmm. Anyway, I think about it, you know, all the Chinese that have come in through the Darien Gap and all these other planned mm-hmm. entries that they yep. have been planned and allowed in and placed. I mean, they're the ones that made the Apple phones, right? So
I'm
they
not
know
sure.
how to shut down.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, most
they
Apple
know how...
phones are made in China.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So they
and you know what
know
else?
How to shut down.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This gets my goat. It does. Sorry. But did you know that a lot of our medications are produced in China? And they're also using
yes.
fentanyl. They're developing it and flooding into our country to help destroy us. And, you know, yes, and our stupid, stupid, treacherous politicians are opening the borders up for all of this, allowing this to occur. And then they have these useful idiots saying, stop in America, stop the oil production and stop oil. And they shut down everything. They're so stupid. They're so stupid. They're just useful idiots. And all they know, all that's going to happen is it's going to weaken our country to the point where it's going to fall. And, you know, I went and saw the movie Civil War last night, and I don't want Civil War. I do not. But, man, people should go see it because it just tells you how bad it can be. And this is what's going to, you know, it's frustrating. Yeah, I hate what our politicians are doing.
Well, very much so. And even that our Speaker of the House, a professing Christian, voted this weekend to send money back to Ukraine without shutting down the border, which he promised.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're liars.
That's very upsetting. But I will, mm-hmm. I do say, and I saw this on Netflix, Leave the World Behind, that Barack and Michelle Obama were the main executive producers of it. So that comes out, Leave the World Behind, right. And then mm-hmm. now they come out with Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very curious to me.
But yeah, well, you know.
Just saying.
It's, you know, I'm speaking this weekend at a conference locally here, and it's on spiritual warfare and things like that. And so this is part of the manifestation of the spiritual warfare. Socialism, communism is demonic because the Bible teaches capitalism, private property, and various things, which I've written articles on, and it's right there in Scripture. So we have people in government who I believe, or I suspect, are being paid by foreign countries and or are taking kickbacks so that laws can be passed in the favor of corporations or whatever, and for the destruction and subjugation of the people of America. They've raised interest rates so people can hardly buy homes anymore. What I don't want to have happen is, a lot of people don't know this, but the government confiscated gold and silver, I think back in the early 1900s. And it was not allowed. You weren't allowed to own it. The government came in and took it from people. So why would they do that? And then they're trying to strangle us on our guns and ammunition. Why? Because they want to control us. This is a spiritual battle, and I think good men need to stand up, and good women too.
Well, I agree, mm-hmm. and I will say this: you know, nowhere in Scripture does America get a pass.
That's right.
You know, and we are guilty of the murder of the unborn,
yep.
and throwing God out of our society. And God's not looking down saying, oh, well, they're Americans, they get a pass. We don't.
That's
and
right.
I just, my spiritual feeling inside is that God's just lifting his restraining grace off of this country,
mm-hmm.
and we're doomed. That's just my belief. And so as a believer, I want to have the spirit of Daniel that has wisdom and understanding for the times we're living in. And my children do not live in this state, and that bothers me because we're very close, and I want to be able to talk to them. They call a lot, we're in communication, but I have to trust the Lord with that. But I just want to have wisdom and understanding, and I just was curious what your thoughts were about that, if you felt maybe, you know, things were going to be shut down one day soon. And anyway,
well,
but God's on our side, so
here's
God's
the thing.
For us, who can be against us?
Yeah, that's true. We're going to have to go through it. The pre-trib rapture is not going to happen. But let's talk about, stay on a little bit. Let's talk. I've got nobody waiting. We'll talk about what this upcoming election might be. It'll be interesting. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. If you want to stay tuned and hear this, well, keep listening. Be right back. God bless. We're right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, and welcome back to the show. Clarice, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. So we're talking about Trump and stuff and the coming election. So they are terrified that Trump might get in. All the polls I've been seeing, Trump's way ahead. And the Hispanics and the black communities, they want Trump. Majority of them do. So they're terrified because if he gets in, he's going to clean house. So I suspect that they're going to do something to him. One way, either have him killed or jailed to try and stop him from being president. And if that's not done, how can we even trust the elections? Because I don't know if you've seen or heard of the movie 2,000 Mules, but you should check it out. I recommend everybody check it out.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, if Biden, he's mentally impaired, and I'm not knocking him because of his aphasia, but if Biden, excuse me, if Trump said a hundredth of what the aphasic comments are that Biden has said, he'd have been tortured and over the media, he'd have been demanded to be impeached. So it proves that the left is not interested in truth and quality. They're interested in agenda. And the agenda is far left, which means they don't have the constitutional interest at heart, and they don't have the people's interest at heart. So we can't trust them. And this is where things are going. So I'm waiting for some sort of a national catastrophe to occur, or something is going to occur, and then they can suspend the Constitution, declare martial law, suspend all elections. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, the only difference, I agree with you on that. But the other thing, I have two things to say to that. One thing is, Trump may very well be elected, but if there's no Congress and no House to support him at all, which there isn't, I mean, everything that he would do would have to be executive order, which can be carried out. But I don't even think there will be an election. That's just my opinion. And the other thing that these people forget, maybe the inner city people don't have guns, but all the people out in rural areas, everywhere I know, in a lot of states, are gun carriers. And that's the difference in us and a lot of other countries. And I know what you said about Katrina, and I didn't remember that, but I don't think all the military is going to turn on their own people. I think a lot of them are in agreement with us, and I just... I mean, I just don't see that they're all will turn against the American people and start killing their own citizens. That's my opinion.
That is one of the factors that they've already uncovered. A lot of people will not do that. A lot of the military won't turn on their own people. If the leftist government, because a lot of people in the military are conservative, and then the leftist government says go to a certain city and start killing the civilians if they protest against us. I mean, a lot of them aren't going to do this. And a lot of the police officers aren't going to do it. I do know, however, that a lot of in the military, I've had people tell me, and I can't repeat names or anything, I don't even remember them, and I'm glad I don't, but they have been in decent positions in the military and watched senior officials in certain key areas get replaced with liberals. And the conservatives are being removed. It's been going on for years and years and years. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I know is we just have to pray and ask God for wisdom, and he said if we ask, we'll receive it. So,
well, yes, that's James 1:5. But we also need to do something. And one of the things, an idea I've had, is I think there needs to be a national kind of a organization that conservatives are part of where they contribute $5 or $10 a month. And the money goes in for lawsuits, for one thing, and arrangement. Yeah, people who work for the this group of people, this group, this organization. And so, for example, let's just say September 1st, everybody, first Monday of September, let's say, everybody's with last name starts with an A. You go to the capital of your state, and if you're not too close to it, you go to a designated alternate area with signs. We want our government, we want our country back. And you have a website that's there. It has all kinds of information on it about Constitution, about our republic, about our rights, how we're being influenced unduly by minorities, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then everybody does this on letter A on the first day, and the second day, letter B, third day, letter C. And you go on like this for the entire month, all over the country. Now, that would cause... It would force the news media to actually cover this. And if anybody gives any lawsuits, then the money is used to sue the bejeebers out of people. if any rights are violated. It's got to be organized. Someone needs to do something like this. This is one an idea I've had, because we want to do this. We want to be polite. We want to be law-abiding, and we want to exercise our rights, and that's one of the ways to do it. But the left doesn't play that game. The left gets the morons like Antifa to come in and bust heads. And, well, you need people to defend themselves. So, you know, it's just something's got to be done. Something has to be done.
Well, I'm for building your own community, your own circle of friends that you trust, and that you have one that's going to do one thing, which is what I'm in the process of organizing, that they're going to be responsible for something, and someone else is going to be responsible for something, and you take care, and it can't be a large group, but you can be a core group of your close friends that you trust. That you and that you build a somewhat of a coalition or organization with your friends, that you're canning this, you're doing this, you're taking care of that, whatever. And that's just my thoughts and what I'm kind of leaning toward and working on.
I agree, and that's one of the strategies that are taught. And so I've got that conversation already going, and my skill set is Bible teaching, preaching in a group, and doing that, and some other stuff. I'm really good with computers and some tech stuff, and I can work on cars. And there's others who have other abilities. So, you know, I'm with you. People need to be organized and watch each other's backs. And you have to have communication systems. And ham radio is a good way to do it. Local walkie-talkies.
I looked into ham radios, and I spoke to someone that has a ham radio because I was interested in that. My uncle used to have one. And I wanted that because my son lives in California now. He's moving to Texas. But my daughter's in Nashville. And I was looking into that. And it's a lot to being a ham radio operator. However, the man that has one recommended that you get a satellite phone.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about those, but I know people in the military use them. The guy in Lone Survivor had one, so...
Yes, and they cost anywhere from $500 to $4,000. I've looked into those, too. And the thing is, we've got to make sure that the powers that be don't shut off those communication areas of satellite phones. So, but we have to have a lot of stuff. But ham radio, you can get handheld ham radios. And if it hits the fan, who cares about a license? You're just communicating with each other.
You can get a handheld ham radio?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, yes, you can.
That's interesting, because the man that I know has one didn't even know anything about that, evidently.
Oh, yeah, you can get them, I'll just say that. You can get long-range handheld ham radios. In fact, I just went to Amazon right now, and I'm looking at them, and $62.
How many miles does it cover? Do you know the distance?
Oh, I'm just looking at the, this is 10 watts here, 8 watts. You want something with 20 watts and up, from what I understand. And it can go miles. But see, the thing is, it works off repeaters. So they have these towers, and they're just amplified. And people do this. They just have repeaters. You can talk to people all over the world this way. And so... You know, it's what it is. You get several different things. You get walkie-talkies. You get a couple of cans with a long string. You get ham radio. You know, you do what you got to do. And just get ready.
Yeah.
And also, here's something very easy to do. Is get a Berkey water filter. It costs about $250. Berkey, B-E-R-K.
Hold on, I'm going to write that down. Could you spell it?
B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or B-U-R-K-E-Y, let's see. And the reason I say that, let's see, water, is we have one, and it costs about $250, I think. But it has two black cylinders in it, and it costs $100 each to replace. But you can put, basically, you can put sewage in there, and you get drinking water out of it. It's gravity-fed.
Wow.
It'll do thousands of gallons.
Okay.
So we do that. It's easy to clean, and so I had a friend who did a lot of research, and that's what he recommended, And literally every day, almost every single day, I fill it up. And then we just drink out of that. That's all we drink out of. So if, and you can get an e-bike, okay? I recommend getting an e-bike. It's solar panels. You can get solar panels. You need to have a, I've done a lot of research. So you get a Jackery, that's one brand. There's other ones where you get a 1,500 watt battery, but it costs like $1,200. And the advantage of it is if the power goes out, you can charge them with your solar panels, and you can run your CPAP machines, you can run medical machines, you can do other things. You can charge laptops up. You can watch DVD movies on laptops in the dark. You know, you can do all kinds of stuff. And once you have it, it's it. You can hook them up in series, the solar panels. So it costs about $2,000 to get set up something like that, but it's doable, little at a time. And an e-bike,
well, you're not
you can
talking about the kind that go on the top of your house, are you?
Nope. No, you can put them in your car, and you can drive. And I also recommend having a go bag. I can't believe I'm talking like this. But a go bag, which is something you just put over your shoulder and you go. But I have a go setup in my car so that if I'm ever stuck someplace, you know, on the freeway or something, there's an accident or get a blowout, you're on some podunk road, you know, I've got supplies just for a day or two or three. That's just common sense. But I've looked into all kinds of stuff over the past few years, how to do fire. I can make candles now and all kinds of stuff, yeah. Start fires.
Wow. Well, I'm interested in the solar panel. My nephew sells solar panels in Florida, but we have too many oak trees around our house to put one on the house. But I've not heard of one what you're talking about, so I'm going to ask him.
Oh, yeah. You're just like $200 each. You can open them up and put them in your front yard and hook up to a battery thing. Now, you don't want anybody to steal them, so you got to be careful about that. But that's it. I can get 200. I can get as much wattage from my solar panels going into that device as I can from plugging into my house outlet. And it'll charge.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking time. I'm glad no one else called because I really I wanted to ask you about this, but you know, you're a biblical scholar and you know, apologetic. So this is I'm not going to apologize for this, but I really thank you for your time and just your input. It's really, really insightful. And I appreciate you giving me your time for that.
No problem. Call back anytime. We'll talk some more. Okay. God bless.
Okay.
All right, sister.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Okay. God bless. Hey, folks, if you're interested in that article on CARM, just a prepper's list on CARM.org. You go through scriptures about prepping and have a big list of stuff. It's just basic common stuff. But you should do it. It's just biblical to do it. Can you trust our government? Well, that's a question you got to answer. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow by God's grace. Have a good evening, everyone.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.